Hi, everyone, and welcome to Jan Kerr Publishing's podcast, Bookmarked. My name is Janie Jesse, and my company is Jan Kerr Publishing. Thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast. Now, this week, we have a very special episode, and it is a spotlight on gift ideas and books in honor of Mother's Day. So, Allison, Draco, what gifts and books do you suggest for Mother's Day?
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Bookmark today. I'm here with Draco, and we have a special Mother's Day themed episode for you all this week. If you're listening to this on the Friday it came out, Mother's Day is Sunday. So what better time to discuss some last minute gift ideas in the form of some books and some anthologies that moms can hopefully enjoy. I'm going to be talking about a few books and then Draco will talk about a few books. But first, Draco, how are you today?
I am good. Thank you for asking. I am so glad to be here. I'm so glad to talk about all of our great Mother's Day reads that we've got out there. And I hope everyone is going to have a wonderful Mother's Day weekend.
Awesome. I wish the same to all of our mothers out there. And I will go ahead and kick us off with a couple of novels that I think would make for great gifts. And all these books that we'll be talking about today can be found on JCP's website. So if you go to our website, which is just jencarolpublishing.com, and click on bookstore at the top right, you can search for these books or even browse for yourself and discover some new ones that we don't talk about today because there's tons of books available on our website. So without further ado, the first novel I wanted to mention is called The Summer the Air Changed, and it is by Paget Gerler. This book is kind of a feel-good read. It's got mystery and suspense, but it's also about friendship, and there's a lot of nostalgia at play. It follows 14-year-old Bit Sizemore and her precocious 12-and-a-half-year-old best friend, Wisteria Calliope Jones, one summer. Life is normal for these girls until Bug Jeter sees Jesus in a rock and changes little Lovington, North Carolina forever. Tourists start discovering the sleepy mountain town, and newcomer and big city pretty boy Palmer threatens the girls' friendship. And of course, on top of all this, because it's never just that, the town's pets actually begin mysteriously disappearing. Wisteria decides that it's up to her and Bit to solve the mystery of the missing pets, while also sidestepping the minefields of hurt feelings and teen crushes. So, if you or your mom grew up in the South and feel love and nostalgia for your childhoods, this book would be the perfect gift. I think this is the kind of book that women in particular could probably relate to with its themes of female friendship. So I think that it's perfect for moms. And next up, I wanted to discuss a novel by Rita Rumgay, which is called Welcome Home. And this is a very interesting book. In this one, Anne's breaking point has arrived. She is invisible to her husband, used and abused by her children, and disappointed with her career. So she is desperately craving a new life, and she knows there will be fallout, and it could potentially be painful, but Anne makes the difficult choice to start a new beginning on a farm with her Aunt Millie. And this story is really all about how devastating changes can sometimes be good for you and your family. And the author wanted readers, particularly wives and mothers, to be able to read this book, you know, anyone who may be facing these kinds of dilemmas, and enjoy. Perhaps live vicariously through Anne and be inspired by it. But there is actually some romance in this book as well. So you have themes of finding love again a bit later on in life, which I think is really nice. So whether your mom can relate to Anne's situation or not, I think most moms would enjoy the story or get a kick out of it. Or, you know, maybe your mom will relate to Anne's situation, which if that's the case, just support her, you know, support her along her journey. But Welcome Home is a really great read. I got the opportunity to edit that one, so I read the whole thing and I very much enjoyed it.
I really like that one as well. I think that, you know, a lot of books we have for Mother's Day really talk about, you know, family-centered things. And I think it's important to remember that families take all shapes and sizes and sometimes are unconventional. So I think that that one's a really good read for any time of year.
I agree completely. And finally, I wanted to talk about a series from Rochelle Bliss, which is called The Goddess of Promised Land. And there are two books in the series right now. The first book is called Genesis, and the second book is called Lamentation. The first book follows anarchist Amanda Foster and her mother, who is still enmeshed in Jim Crow, as they disagree on what to do with an abandoned baby of color found in a back pasture of the Promised Land. And Amanda flees with this baby to a hidden sanctuary in Virginia so that she can live in peace with her child. And it's here where new love blossoms, but also more danger. So there are very strong themes of motherhood in this one, and familial relationships. And I think it's also a pretty inspirational story of, you know, overcoming challenges, something a lot of mothers could relate to. So I think it would make a really great gift for moms this Mother's Day, you know, if you know that your mom is perhaps wanting to start a new series. And those are the novels that I did want to recommend today. And Draco, I know that you also had a few books you wanted to talk about. So why don't you tell us about those?
I did. I've got a couple younger reads for mothers with school-age children or, you know, young kindergarten, elementary children. So I've got some children's books to share and then a few YA books to share as well. So I wanted to kick things off with Colin's Chicken Adventures on the Farm by Colin Reese Ball and Angela White Ball. This is a good one that's written by mother and son. So this was kind of Colin's passion project as a little boy, and his mother really helped him put this all together. And in the book, Colin shares his farm adventures with the readers, and he fills it with factual information, educational insights, detailed photos, etc. And from the first experience of his parents agreeing to let him raise chickens in the backyard, Colin really wanted to teach other kids about raising chickens as well. So this book is really his opportunity to do that. And it's written for a child's comprehensive and is presented in a really learning guide type of way. So it's a perfect bonding opportunity for parents that want to get into kind of the farming activity side of things with their children or just to learn more about it. So that's a really wonderful read for Mother's Day, especially considering that it was written by Colin and his mom, Angela. So we're excited to share that one. We also have another one that was written by Mary Edwards Olson, and it's titled When the Sun Shines Through. And this one is a little bit more of a somber read. This book was written by Mary in an effort to help explain to her children about Alzheimer's disease while her mother was going through the disease. And it's full of very soft and delicate illustrations that create a beautiful backdrop to the book, and it brings a complicated disease to a child's level of understanding and explains the changes in a loved one when they go through Alzheimer's disease. So, you know, her writing from her own experiences with her mother and trying to explain it to her children, it's a really helpful book for explaining kind of a difficult conversation with young readers. So I think that it's a great story for families to get. And there is another one in that series as well that centers on explaining Alzheimer's from a grandfather's perspective. So explaining, you know, what's happening to a child's grandfather rather than the grandmother. So both of those are wonderful reads that parents can read to their children. And then I also have a children's book and then two YA stories from author Stacy Lynn Schlegel. And her children's book is called Tiny Learns to Listen. It's about an adventurous kangaroo rat named Tiny, and he, against his mother's wishes, ventures out into the heated desert and encounters all kinds of dangerous predators, and very soon wishes that he had listened to his mother's warnings after all. So maybe if you have a rambunctious little reader out there, this one might be a good example of, you know, a reminder to listen to what your parents say and that it's usually for the best. But similar to Colin's Chicken Adventures on the Farm, Stacy Schlegel's YA books were written with her daughter. So her and her daughter, Abigail Schlegel, wrote two young adult books titled Mer Mountain and Surviving Monster Middle School. So in Mer Mountain, Hallie is the main character, and Hallie is thrown overboard during a storm into a mysterious underwater world. With the quick action of a mermaid princess, Hallie is sprinkled with coral dust and magically becomes a mermaid. Encountering this mystical realm of sea, Hallie fears her sister, Lily, and her father have drowned. Refusing to accept that her family is gone, and with the help of her newfound friends, she embarks on a search of the ocean and finds that they have also been saved. So that was one written by Stacy Lynn Schlegel and her daughter, Abigail. And that was actually their second book together. Their first book together was Surviving Monster Middle School. And in that one, readers meet Jade, who doesn't remember her past at all. All she knows is that she's trapped at a boarding school for monsters. Every monster seems to be a suspect in her memory loss, including her best friends and roommates, Opal and Sapphire and Ruby. Jade is determined to find the answers and regain her memory, no matter the cost. So both of those young adult reads or middle school reads were written by a mother and daughter. Those would be great reads to, you know, share with your children. So for moms that have younger readers out there, we've got good selections for all ages. But those are just a few that I wanted to mention. Allison, I know that you had a couple others in addition to the novels that you wanted to mention as well.
I did. You know, I did want to mention for moms who are more into the thriller suspense genre, you know, maybe moms who are into horror, that we are offering a bundle currently of our five installments in our These Haunted Hills anthology collection. And we come out with one of those every fall. There are five books so far, but we've got book six coming out later this year. So stay tuned for that. And, you know, some of you might be thinking, you know, my mom hates horror. You know, I don't know many moms who would like horror stories as a gift. But, you know, the reason that I love spooky stories so much is that my mom actually loves horror thriller movies. And she actually kind of got me into that genre growing up. So I know my mom would love to read these Haunted Hills for Mother's Day, and I know she can't be alone on that. So there are probably lots of moms who would enjoy reading some scary stories. So yes, I did want to remind everyone that our These Haunted Hills books are very much available and would make for great gifts. And our bundle is only $40, and it includes all five books in the These Haunted Hills collection so far. So it's a really great deal, in my opinion. And Draco, I know you've got a different anthology collection you wanted to mention as well. So tell us about that.
I do. I do want to say as well that, you know, my mom is in the same boat. She loves mystery novels. She loves thrilling reads and murder mysteries and that kind of thing. So my mom would be right up there with yours, ready to read these Haunted Hills and dive into some spooky stories. So, but for mothers that are a little more into sweet, or for our local mothers that are interested in reading some Appalachian themed stories, we have our spring anthology series, which does include five books. So that's Broken Petals was our first one, and then Easter Lilies, Wild Daisies, Scattered Flowers, and our most recent was Daffodil Dreams that came out last year. And we do these about every other year in our 5 book bundle is again $40, which is an excellent deal, definitely cheaper than if you had to buy them all separately. And it is a wonderful selection of books. All of them are very Appalachian focused. They are, you know, sweet and wholesome reads rather than thrilling reads. And they just, you know, focus on the strength and power of Appalachian women. And they're really inspiring in many ways. So I think that those are a great gift for mothers and for anybody that just wants to dive in and read that series. It's a great option for you. I also wanted to mention as well, Allison, you spoke about our These Haunted Hills series and These Haunted Hills 6 coming out soon. The submissions for that are actually still open. So if you've got a mom that is not only a thriller lover, but also wants to try her hand at writing a short story or maybe has some short stories on the back burner that fall into that spooky category, the submission guidelines for These Haunted Hills Book 6 can be found on our website under the submissions tab. So take a look at those. Those submissions are open until the last day of May. So you still got some time, and mothers that might want to try that out, you know, give it a suggestion. Everybody's got a story hiding in their brain. So if they feel like trying their hand at writing, we'd love to hear from them. So, but I think that's all I had, was just talking about those children's stories and our anthologies. And Allison, thank you so much for sharing about those wonderful novels and our very thrilling anthology series, These Haunted Hills, that I must say is definitely one of my favorites as well. So I am so glad that everyone got to join us on Bookmarked. And we are wishing you and your family a wonderful Mother's Day weekend, no matter what your family looks like. So thank you again for listening today.
Yes, everybody. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. Thank you for supporting our blog, which comes out every Wednesday. And also, while we're doing a little bit of housekeeping, just very briefly, I wanted to throw in that JCP also has gift cards that we're selling that is available from our website as well. And I believe if you spend $30, at least $30, you get $5 off. So that's a really good gift option as well. If you, you know, if your mom might be a little picky and you're not sure what book to buy her, she can just pick it out for herself.
That is right. That is right. I'm glad that you brought that up. That slipped my mind. Absolutely. That's an option for moms that would rather pick their own book. By all means.
But happy Mother's Day, everyone. And stay tuned for the next couple weeks of the podcast. We have some upcoming author interviews that you won't want to miss. And I think that about wraps it up. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good day.
Thank you, Allison. And thank you, Draco. The terrific gift ideas and the books are very special. And thank you for sharing that with our listeners. You know, moms come with a lot of different titles, mom and mother and mama, and we have mother-in-laws, and then we have like a mom, we have stepmoms, we have a second mom, we have lots of moms and mothers out there, and grandmothers, the list can go on and on. But we hope you've enjoyed this episode, and we hope that we have provided some terrific ideas for Mother's Day. So thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you next week.